The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Here's Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
There is no tomorrow. The NFL draft is here. Welcome to Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz getting you prepped and ready for the NFL draft tomorrow night in Las Vegas, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there right after the show. I'm on my way to Vegas, baby. But George filling in for Ben Stevens. Ben will be back next week dealing with a little bit of a cold. George, it's been about a couple of weeks since you and I last spoke. You got some playoff NBA action, a little MLB, but now NFL takes front and center stage tomorrow night.
Absolutely. No, nothing like the draft. I said, I love everything about the draft, Joe. I mean, I don't care if the teams take their full 10 minutes. I'll listen to the talk in between. I don't care about the fans booing Goodell, even though they're booing the wrong guy here. But the only thing I dislike about it is I'm on social media the whole time. I hate that Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, guys like that, will report every pick before it's announced on the TV. It's the only thing that I dislike about it. It's like, well, you know, listen, Adam, Ian, I get it. You guys have your sources. You're smart. I get it. You have all the information. You don't need to ruin every pick. You know, they're trying to one-up each other, but I love everything about the draft. Looking forward to it.
Totally agree. Now, George and I are going to go through some of the prop bets. Ben and I did it all week. I'll give you some of my best bets before I head out to Vegas later tonight. But, George, you know, there is an intriguing development. It sits with the number six overall tomorrow night in Carolina. You remember former New York Giant head coach Ben McAdoo was asked about Sam Darnold, and he said, yeah, you know, he's our starting quarterback week number one, and then he dialed it back a little bit and said, well, maybe not so. Sam Darnold said he didn't care. Yeah, right. But the GM comes out today and says to Sam Darnold, you know, we might add a quarterback. Like, what are we doing here? If you're Carolina and you're Matt Rhule, we know that they can't go into the season with Sam Darnold under center week number one. They're not going to have a realistic shot to make a wild card playoff, right? And that would really save Matt Rhule's job. You need to get your quarterback of the future, whether it be in the draft or whether it be rolling the dice to get potentially, let's say, Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you make of this? Right day before the draft, they're telling Sam Darnold, we might add a quarterback. I mean, come on now.
I don't care. And when it comes to Sam Darnold, I'm not worried about offending him, by the way. I mean, Darnold has to know this anyway. All right, you just said it. I mean, Matt Rhule, he knows he's done. If they don't, I think at least go 9-8. Maybe you don't get a wild card if that were it, but if you think 9-8, you could survive. Yeah, but he need to at least do that, or it's your job, you're done. And Sam Darnold's not going to get you there. So they may not take it at 6. I can see them trying to trade down, although I think a lot of teams want to trade down, but no one's dying to trade up in this draft. But I think they have to go get a quarterback because they know we're not making it with Darnold. We got to see if we can make it with Pickett, Willis, anybody. Because Darnold ain't the guy here. So that is probably the first, I'd say, key moment of the draft at number six where, okay, are they going to take a quarterback? Are they going to trade down? What is Rule going to do? What are they going to do there? So I just said, because if they don't, the whole regime is gone. Right? It doesn't matter. What are you worried about future picks right now? Because if you don't get it right this year, you're done.
Right. And what's interesting is the fact that at number six, they really dictate how this draft will go, right? Because let's say they don't acquire a quarterback prior to tomorrow night. They're in the number six slot. Let's just say, for argument's sake, they don't go quarterback. Let's just say they take tackle or defensive edge rusher. We're just throwing it out there. Now you throw the whole quarterback situation in terms of the teams after them into like flux, right? Because if Carolina, let's say, says, you know what, we could get a quarterback maybe in, you know, the later rounds, develop him, we'll take that shot. Well, now you have Pittsburgh thinking maybe we could get Malik Willis at 16 or 20 where we are. New Orleans is in the 16 slot. You have Atlanta picking number 8. You also have Seattle at number 9. They're going to be licking their chops then if maybe Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis is available. So really, it really hinges on that number 6 overall selection. And the reason why I bring that up as well is because Atlanta's GM came out today and said they are going to address the quarterback situation at some point in the draft. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? You absolute morons. You screwed up last year taking Kyle Pitts, number 4, when Justin Fields was staring you right in the face. Matt Ryan is on Indianapolis. You have a 1-year contract with Mariota. And now you're looking for your backup quarterback? That's ridiculous to me as well with Arthur Smith in year number 2.
Yeah, no argument. You're right. I mean, they definitely screwed this up. That being said, I mean, let's just say for argument's sake here that Carolina does not take a quarterback at 6. Only trade down, whatever, to 10. So that gives Atlanta a shot here. Joe, I got a funny feeling they're going to pass on a quarterback again at 8. I don't think they're going to do it. I just don't.
No?
No, I don't. I'm not saying it's the right thing, by the way. I just don't think they're going to do it. I think they're going to take one of those top wide receivers. I think that's where they're going to feel we'll get the best value, because I think part of the Atlanta's thinking here is that, well, there's no one worth it. No quarterback is worth the number 8 pick. And they're right about that. I don't think Noah's any quarterback worth it at the 8th best player in this draft either. But you're not going anywhere at Mariota. And if you don't take a quarterback, when are you getting a quarterback?
Exactly.
Next year, the year after? When are you getting one? It'll be 2 years in a row you've passed on a quarterback. You said it last year. Yeah, you could have had Fields. Should have taken Fields. This year, theoretically, if Carolina doesn't take it 1 at 6, there's any quarterback you want, whatever quarterback you like best, Willis, Pickett, Corral, whatever it is. I know it's not Corral, but whatever it is, and you're passing on it again. Now maybe they know they're going to be terrible this year, also, and they'll have another top 5 pick next year. But you keep passing on these quarterbacks, I mean, you're wrecking your franchise, in my opinion.
Totally agree. Right now, Atlanta win total of 4.5. They do have slated on NFL Network. Ohio State wide receiver in the mock draft, Garrett Wilson, going to Atlanta to make up for the absence of Calvin Ridley. When we come back, we'll break down the draft. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Back on Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi and George Kurtz filling in for Ben Stevens. Ben, a little bit banged up, not feeling that great. He'll be back next week. I'll be in Vegas tomorrow night. We're breaking down the first round of the NFL draft. Some market movers right now. When you look at first quarterback selected, now Malik Willis minus 200 on FanDuel, Kenny Pickett plus 200, Dez Ritter into the mix, George from Cincinnati. He's a 10-1 shot, and my guy Matt Corral at 14-1. You want to join in on the conversation, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. George, we were talking in the break about teams in need, right? And what Carolina does. And we were talking just as it relates to the quarterback position in terms of the top 10. So if we go what we just said in terms of the intro, Carolina rolls the dice. They say, screw it. We're not going to take a quarterback. We'll take another position of need. That leaves New York there and the New York Giants. And I brought this up to you in the break that does New York go quarterback. They have the fifth overall selection. They can maybe potentially get Evan Neal, an offensive tackle from Alabama. Maybe Thibodeau falls in terms of an edge rusher from Oregon. If he's not there, you also have Florida State edge rusher Jermaine Johnson. That's a big body transferred from South Carolina. I mean, we saw Brian Daboll coach up Josh Allen. And now we see Kadarius Toney on potentially the trade block. Darius Slayton maybe is cut. I mean, if they don't go wide receiver, can you make the argument if Malik Willis is there or Kenny Pickett, the Jersey kid? Could New York maybe pull the trigger on one of those quarterbacks? FanDuel actually has odds for Malik Willis to go to the New York Giants, but no Kenny Pickett, which I find very intriguing.
Yeah, that's a little strange. You're going to have one, you should have both, right? Because I just think this when it comes to the Giants. All right, if they're going to take a quarterback, you and I are both in the New York area, right? We sort of got it covered. You're on one end, I'm on the other. Boy, the Giants will have done a great job of not letting this out. All right, because we're hearing nothing about a quarterback being mentioned to the Giants. Nothing at all. So, like I said, if they truly do are interested in taking a quarterback, then they've done a great job of keeping it under wraps here, where no one's really worried about the Giants doing it. Personally, I don't think they are, mainly because I like what Schoen's doing. All right, I do. I think the way they're handling this team, they didn't have a lot of cap money, all right? So, you know, get them and let them in a big hole here. So they've been sort of screwed during the offseason. I don't like them keep saying Daniel Jones. Oh, yeah, I think they do truly want to give him another shot, but I think they know he's not the answer. They'll say all the right things, right? They will say, oh, yeah, we love Matt Jones. Blah, 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 blah. They'll say all the right things, but I think they know they need a quarterback. But I think they're going to take the two best players, in their opinion. They're going BPA. Right. And I like that. I think that's what you should do here. I truly think they do. They know Jones isn't the answer, but they also know that even if they get the whatever their top pick at quarterback is, Joe, they also know that, you know, we're not making the playoffs this year. Probably not. Not going to matter anyway. So let's take the two best players. We'll worry about quarterback in the future, whether it be next year or maybe we're going to sign one. This is a weird time where quarterbacks are going to be available every year now. You can sign one in free agency or go out and trade for one. So I think that's my opinion on the Giants, that they'll take BPA.
See, and I'm glad you said that in terms of where they're at, right? Nobody's expecting New York to contend for an NFC East title, even though they're plus 650 on FanDuel, which is not out of the realm of possibility when we talk about NFC East and teams stepping up from year to year in terms of consistency, right? Since 2004, you haven't had a team that's won the division back-to-back. Maybe Dallas could do it this year, so we'll see. But to your point about that, and that's why I want to break down these next two picks, and we'll get Andrew's take on it as well. Atlanta, 4.5 win total, right? They have nothing to play for right now. We know realistically Mariota is not going to lead them to the promised land. So why would you go for wide receiver at number 8 as opposed to getting your quarterback of the future, whether it be Pickett, Malik Willis, maybe it's Matt Corral or Desiree? Why not take the quarterback there at 8 as opposed to make up for the absence of Calvin Ridley, which even if you get a wide receiver, you're not going to challenge for a division title or a wild card. And the same thing with Seattle. If you're at number 9, you have to make up for Russell Wilson. The longer you don't do that, meaning address it early in the top 10, you wait and put the organization back a year or two before you address that need, right? Meaning Atlanta and Seattle, they have to make up for Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson. They don't get a quarterback in the first round to develop. Well, then now you're talking about a second or a third round pick, which we know for the most part, even though Jalen Hurts and Davis Mills had adequate seasons, you're not going to find a more times than not a franchise guy in the first round. So why wouldn't these teams buy in right here, right now for quarterbacks?
You know my opinion. It's a quarterback league. You need a quarterback. Now, if let's just say for giggles here, and this could, with any team, Carolina, Giants, Atlanta, they don't like any of them. You know, they don't like any of these quarterbacks. I'm talking about they really don't like them. I'm not telling them they're okay, but they really don't like. Then I am fine. I am fine then with passing on the quarterback. But if you this guy's decent, then you got to take him. You don't have a choice because you need a quarterback. You're not going to win, certainly not consistently without one. You know what I mean? So then you have to take a quarterback here. This is what bothers me. You need to grab a QB. Like I said, I have no problem, Joe, if they hate them all. Yeah, no, these guys are all going to be bums. We don't have any of these guys developing. Then fine, go with what your scouting tells you, whatever it is, with your grading system. But if you believe one guy could make it, then you got to take him. You just have to, because you can't guarantee you're going to be in a position to grab a guy next year. You know, I know next year's a stronger draft, but that means teams will be also jockeying to move up. Maybe you're not going to be a 1-16 team where you're going to have the first overall pick. Maybe you end up winning five games, and now you're not even a top five pick. And then you can't get the quarterback. You can't guarantee yourself what's going to happen next year. So I'm all on board. Where if you like a quarterback, obviously if you love a quarterback, you take one. But if you like even just a little bit, even a little less than like, you got to go out and grab. You can't keep passing on these guys or else you're going to be in five-win hell forever.
Yep, I agree. Let's bring up great producer Andrew Torres on. Andrew's a Pittsburgh fan. Andrew, I know a lot of Steeler fans are hoping Malik Willis falls to the Steelers at 20. On FanDuel right now, minus 200 to be first off the board. Do you feel that Pittsburgh has to trade up to get their quarterback of the future? Do you feel like maybe Pickett or Willis will be there at number 20?
He could be. It really just depends on what you guys are talking about. Are other teams going to commit to getting their quarterback this year with picks in the top 10? I have a really hard time waiting around for stuff to happen based on what other teams are doing, looking to see what other teams are going to do, hoping that they do what you want them to do to get the pick that you want, the player that you want. If I was the Steelers and you really think that this is the guy that you're going to entrust the franchise with, you know, assuming that he stays healthy, you know, over the next 10 seasons or whatever, you got to go for it. And to me, as a fan watching what's going to be happening tonight with the draft and everything that's going to be going on, I'd rather see my team be decisive than sit on their hands and wait for another team to make the decision for them.
You have to be aggressive. I agree 100%. Meaning you don't have the option to sit back and see, you know what, let's make somebody else make a decision or we'll be a counterpuncher. You can't do that. When you're a team like Atlanta and Seattle, and I still don't know what the situation is with Pete Carroll. Are they in a rebuild? Are they trying to maybe potentially get to the wild card, George? Because right now, Drew Lock is not going to take you to the promised land. I like DK Metcalf. I love Rashad Penny. Do they solidify the offensive line? Do they go deep? Tackle? I mean, I don't know what the real mindset is, and that's the one team I don't think we've heard a lot of in terms of the offseason moves, and what mindset are they in? He's a 70-year-old coach at this point in his career.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because when you're talking, I'm thinking the same thing. Boy, we haven't heard a lot from Seattle about what they're thinking about him in draft. We just haven't heard a lot from them. Are they another team waiting in the weeds to see, okay, if Carolina's going to pass on a quarterback and the Giants, Atlanta, too, we get our guy. You know, maybe they have two guys rated even. Okay, we'll take Pickett or, you know, we don't care. We're good with either guy here. I can see that being in play here as well. You know, Pickett or Willis, we're good with either one guy. Or maybe they're going to go, they're going to try and fix that secondary. That secondary was a wreck. But you said the most important thing there. How long was Carroll waiting around for? I mean, rookie quarterback may not help him either, but boy, I mean, you're not winning anything with Drew Lock.
Yeah, when you look at Seattle's odds in terms of position on FanDuel, offensive lineman first at plus 190, quarterback at plus 230, followed by D lineman at plus 340. We'll come back with some other teams. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Continuing the conversation of the first round of the NFL draft, which starts tomorrow night in Vegas, Sports Grid will have our unique NFL draft coverage all night on Thursday. Starts at 5 p.m. Pacific till 9 p.m. for the first round. It follows it up on the second day as well with another 6 hours of coverage. 6 to 9, I'll be on. And then Saturday as well, a 6-hour coverage. But, George, you know, we talked about the quarterbacks. I want to talk about the New York Jets specifically at number 4 because there has been some movement right now in terms of draft position, and I do find it pretty interesting in the sense of Kayvon Thibodeau now number 4 overall to New York at 3-1. Jermaine Johnson at plus 350. Ekwonu, the tackle from NC State at 4-1. Ahmad Garner at plus 450. And my guy, Garrett Wilson, at 10-1. I took Garrett Wilson and I'll tweet it out. I got him at a great price at 14-1. And my mindset there was, you know, they were involved in the Tyreek Hill situation. They didn't get him. We talked about Kyle Pitts being taken by Atlanta, even though we thought it was a reach. He was still a 1,000-yard receiver. And number five, Cincinnati backed it up with Ja'Marr Chase, who had a rookie standout season, rookie of the year, right? So if you're New York, you're still in a rebuild. Zach Wilson needs weapons around him. Why not take the most NFL-ready or best wide receiver available at number four in terms of Garrett Wilson? So that's why I did it. But are you shocked that now we're seeing a movement in terms of Kayvon Thibodeau over Jermaine Johnson and Sauce Gardner and even Aquano, which was mentioned as a potential top three pick for the New York Jets or other teams?
No, I can't say I'm surprised. Don't we see this every year where people all of a sudden it changes them in the last couple of days? You know, I think people get teams get nervous. You know, they're throwing out disinformation right now. Once again, when can you tell a GM is lying? When his lips move. I think this is the. I think teams lie more now than they do during the season before games. You know, I think they're just lying left and right, trying to get teams throw teams off the scent of who they might grab, so no one trades above them to grab their guy. That sort of thing here. I think the Jets at four are going to go what they think is the best defensive player available.
If that's Sauce Gardner,
I think that's the direction they'll go. If one of those top three defensive ends fall, I think they grab one of those guys. If Hutch were to fall, or Trayvon Walker, or Thibodeau, I think they'd grab them. If, once again, if one of the let's say Houston grabs an offensive lineman, I don't think they will, but if they do, I think they're going to get their receiver to help Zach Wilson at 10. I think that's when they get the receiver. I think they're going to go, not get the top receiver on the board, but get their top defensive player that they have left and get the receiver. Because they're going to view it if the receiver is deep, and we may not get the number one receiver, which they probably won't by passing on him at four, but we'll get no worse than the third best receiver. And I think they'll probably get the second best receiver behind Atlanta. So that's what I think the Jets are going to do. Do I think it's the right thing? No. Because I think I can't say this enough, it all comes down to the quarterback. You have to help him out. So I think they should get the top wide receiver. Or if you want to tell me to grab the top lineman, that's fine too. But I don't think they're going to do that. You know, I think they've done that in the past. You know, it hasn't worked out. They may be a little gun-shy there. Hasn't worked out yet anyway. So I think they're going to go defense at four, wide receiver at 10.
Okay, I mean, which makes sense, right? You have two top 10 picks. You could have that luxury, right, in that regard. I think for me, when I'm looking at New York, I got to compete with Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, Jalen Waddle, and now Tyreek Hill. Forget New England. They just beat us no matter who they have. They could have two garbage pails out there at their wide receiver position. We still can't stop their offense. And our offense can't move it on their defense. So we know there's two losses for the most part every year. So how do you rebuild this team? Do you want to do it on the defensive side of the ball, or you want to do it from an offensive perspective? I did see a report as well. I don't know how true this is. Now, we talked about maybe Debo being on the move potentially to New York. Obviously, they'd have to give up some leverage and maybe one of those draft picks to get Debo Samuel. You know, is it the number 10 pick? Is it the number 5? I don't know. But there was a potential trade. I forget where I read it. Maybe it was fan-sided, which said they would deal Elijah Moore and maybe one of their draft picks to get Debo Samuel. Now, if they do get Debo, that changes the whole complexity of the picks for 4 and 7, right? If they still have, 4 and 10, if they still have it. Do you see that happening before tomorrow night? I don't.
This is more intrigue. So I love the draft. I think it could. I think going to the Jets makes sense because the Jets can afford to give him the contract he's going to want. They have the room under the cap. We know Saleh, former San Fran, he knows exactly what he's getting. So once again, that would be great here. I think it would cost, let's just say with Jets, it'll cost you at least a 10, right? That's at least, and you're going to have to add more. Elijah Moore, maybe that's the more we're talking about here. Maybe it's 10 more, I don't know, a fifth, whatever it might be. And you get your Debo. You know, the first thing I'd want to do, though, I want to talk to Debo if I'm a Jets. Why is he so happy in San Fran, or unhappy in San Fran? We know it's not the money. They've offered to pay him a mint. All right, so it's not the money. My guess is he doesn't want the role.
He doesn't want to run the football the way he was.
Right, he doesn't want the role.
Right.
That makes it less valuable, though, doesn't it?
I know. I said that. I said part of his, his luster is the fact that he's a versatile player. You know, the fact that he does run the football, that's what warrants the money. So, you can't take the money and then say you don't want to run the football, right? Meaning that's why. Now, I understand what he's saying. He did catch, I think 80 is 68 or 73 passes, whatever, over 1,400 yards. He rushed the football 369 on the ground in terms of yards, 6.2 yards per carry, and 8 touchdowns. So you can't say he's just purely a wide receiver, and then he's going to garner $28 million a year. I mean, he's not Devontae Adams in terms of his route running ability. I'm sorry, he's not. Devontae Adams is a legit route runner, pure, doesn't lose top end. He could be triple covered, he's still catching the football. I mean, Deebo Samuel is that Swiss Army knife. That's why he's going to garner, let's say, $20 million a year. Am I wrong about that, though?
No, I don't think you are. You know, I don't think you are at all here. So I think it'd be a little risky here. That's why I would need to talk. I want to talk to Deebo. If I'm a Jets or any team, I want to talk to Deebo before I'm doing anything. The problem with San Fran is if he doesn't want to be there, then you need to make this trade within the next, 31 hours before the draft starts. You need to get it done because you need that first-round pick or anything to help you this year. So, it's a tough call for San Fran. Deebo is a great player. But if he doesn't want to be in that role, you're sort of screwed. What are you going to do? He doesn't want to be the running back slash wide receiver. And I don't blame him because I think he's thinking, you know, if I am this guy, my career is going to be shortened. My career totally is going agree. To be shortened here because, hey, you know, I'm running the ball here. We know running backs, they just don't get there. You know, they're just not going to be have a long career. Generally, they're not here. It's very tough here. So I can understand why he's upset about this. But then again, if he's getting the big pay, you know, I wonder if he's going to want to be the running back wide receiver, a guaranteed contract. You know, not 3 years, not a 6 year deal, which is really only 3 years of money, but he's going to want, you know, a 6-7 year deal where it's six, 7 years of guaranteed contract.
Totally agree. Let's bring Andrew in. And if you want to join in on the conversation, give us a call 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. I want to pose this question. I'm watching NFL Network as we do the show to get any, you know, obviously updated movement. There's a potential mock draft, and I don't know why Kansas City would do this with the Houston Texans. To get the third overall selection in the pick, Houston would get Kansas City's 29th and 30th, Andrew. I mean, you really have to love a player to give up two first-rounders at the bottom half of the top 32 to move up to number three. And would you, if you're Kansas City, do that? All right. George, would you do that?
Yeah,
Who would you get with that? If you're KC, who are you taking in that spot? You going defensive end, Thibodeau, or are you going offensive tackle? Who are you taking for Kansas City?
Oh, it's got to be someone that they're dying for, right? It has to be somebody they're dying for, right, that you really want at three. My first thought was a defensive end, but I could see it being a tackle, too. You got to protect Mahomes, right? Got to protect him. I don't think it'd be for a wide receiver. I think that'd be kind of silly here. You can wait at that 29 and get a wide receiver. So right. I don't think it'll be for that. What I'm looking at now is I'm looking at the chart here to see if 29 and 30 does equal. 29 and 30 comes up to about 1,260 points, three. Actually, you would need more.
Yeah, well, I think it was a third they gave him, George. I didn't see. I think it was a third that they also offered for Houston. So
third.
Yeah,
doesn't equal, by the way. That's not enough.
Well,
if you go by the chart, you're not even close. You're 1,000 points off. Well, with the third, you'd be about 800 points off. So there's still a ways to go here to get there. So if they go by the chart, it's not going to work.
I wouldn't do it. And you know what? Houston has so many needs. You need to get a top 10 player there. You need a top 10 player. You know, you have multiple needs. And I said it before, if I was Houston, and I don't know why they didn't offer this, I would want Baker Mayfield from Cleveland. If I sent Deshaun Watson to Cleveland, I would want something in return of tangible play, right? A guy that could play and come in and at least fill the seats. That would be a perfect thing. I understand maybe you're not high on the guy, but he's still better and more polished than Davis Mills. I don't know why they didn't offer that in terms of the trade. Totally crazy to me. But at number three, you really need an identity for this team with Lovie Smith. Otherwise, they're just going to be a mediocre ball club under 500 for years to come. We'll see. I don't see it. I don't buy it. And if I was Kansas City, I would not take the third overall selection for two top number ones in terms of 29 and 30. It's a waste. Totally would not do it. We'll turn our attention to the quarterback prop market right now on FanDuel, 3.5. Also, attack the conferences coming up next. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right on the grid, breaking down the NFL draft. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
All right, the calm before the storm. Last segment before I head out to Vegas. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz breaking down everything NFL draft. And if you don't get your fix today, well, tune in tomorrow on Sports Grid live from the MGM, 8 p.m. Eastern to 12 midnight. That's 5 Pacific till 9 o'clock at night on the West Coast. We'll be there breaking it down. I mean, all 32 picks. I mean, we have you locked, ready. We'll be breaking it down into day number 2 and 3, respectively. So tune into Sports Grid all week long for your NFL draft fix. George, we talked about the quarterbacks right now. The total, when you and I were doing the show on Football Full Circle in the offseason, fluctuated a little bit. It opened at 3.5. They bet it down at one point on FanDuel and some of the other books down to 2.5 for like a day or two, and then it immediately popped up to 3.5. Obviously, there was heavy juice at 2.5 to the over. Now it's sort of evened out. I'm still hanging on to the conception that there's going to be only 3 quarterbacks selected in the first round. I know you have a little bit of a different take. Can you see a scenario, okay? Forget 4, but I've seen some mocks that have 5 quarterbacks in the first round. I mean, do you think teams will start to panic as this thing plays out?
Oh, man, 5? Boy, I hope so, because I have the over 3.5. So I really hope that would be great. I still think there's a chance for 4, but I don't even love this anymore. I'd love it much more, but back when I made the bet 2 months ago, obviously. But I think the fact that, you know, when we've looked at it, all right, we've looked at the other quarterbacks, you know, Pickett's fallen a little bit. They, you know, his hand size and everything else, they're sort of picking things apart. Will is fine, but it's Corral who's, I mean, all of a sudden he's, well, no one's even talking about him anymore. Just to get to my 3 is going to be tough, you know, so that's a problem here. To get to 4 or 5 means, I do think there could be a team that trades them. I think Detroit, I really think Detroit at 32 is taking a quarterback. I really do, you know, and then to get to 5, you need somebody else at the top of round 2. We talking Giants at 36, Houston at 37, wow, to trade back in. Seattle at 40, to trade back into the first round to get to that 5. So that's wow. That's going to be rough here to get the 5. I think I'll need that to get the 4. That's my problem. Well, I think I'll need to get that just to get the 4 here. Someone's going to have to want Ritter. Right? That they're going to have to get Ritter, and they're going to want that extra year.
According to, you know, some outlets, and I think it was Pro Football Focus back, this was months ago, that thought some GMs, you know, thought he was the most NFL ready. And I said, you know what? Whoever said that, in terms of that assessment, Des Ritter is the most polished quarterback coming out in this draft, is drinking, or I don't know. I don't know where their mind is, because they're not watching college football. He did step up against Notre Dame in South Bend, but outside of that, go to and pop in the tape in terms of Alabama, looked like a deer in the headlights. Couldn't move the football consistently against an elite defense. And that's the biggest thing, right? You know, reads progressions. Does he know exactly where he wants to go with the football? Does he know when to check down? Does he know when to tuck it and run? You know, you could do that against AAC competition. You can't do it against SEC competition. And that's where a lot of quarterbacks struggle in terms of the next level. The reason why I bring up 4, potentially 5 quarterbacks is FanDuel did a couple of draft combos. So 3-plus quarterbacks. So that's a little bit better than the 3.5, right, Bet George? It's like right in the middle, 2.5 and 3. So you need 3 quarterbacks selected. With 7 wide receivers, you're still getting plus money at plus 145. If you believe there could be 4 or more with 7 wide receivers, FanDuel is giving you plus 310. Now, we go through the wide receivers – just off the top of my head, Garrett Wilson, Jamison Williams, Treylon Burks. We hear Drake London. I love Jahan Dotson. So there's five right off the bat. Can we get two more in terms of wide receivers to make that bet possible? And then maybe you play them both.
Yeah, I think we can. If you're asking me which one I feel better about, you know, the quarterback or the wide receiver, I feel much better about the wide receiver. You know, it's just today's game. Everybody wants these wide receivers, and a lot of good receivers in the coming out. I didn't write down all the guys you mentioned, but Christian Watson, these guys lower in the draft. And Dotson's also not being talked about a lot for whatever reason. I think he's going to go to Green Bay, be my guess. Treylon Burks, Watson, Dotson. Is this guy at the end, Olave? He's got the second half, so I think you're going to get seven. I wouldn't shock you to get eight, by the way, but I think you're going to get seven wide receivers. It's the quarterbacks that scare me. It's just the quarterbacks that scare me. I don't know.
See, I think you're okay. I think you're all right with three. I don't know about four. Here's the thing, and I'll just tell people a piece of advice. If you believe that Carolina is going to take a quarterback at six, take the plus four bet. Because Carolina takes Willis or Pickett, that's going to put pressure on Atlanta. That's going to put pressure on Seattle. That's going to put pressure potentially, like George mentioned, on Washington at number 11. New Orleans might panic. Do they trade up? So now, and Detroit at 32. There's at least six teams that could potentially get a quarterback or have a need for a quarterback if Carolina takes that. Right? Am I wrong about that? They take a quarterback at six. The dominoes could fall. You might get five. I'm not saying that's the way they should go, but there are teams that might just reach up because what do you do? What do you do now? The quarterback you wanted that you thought would be at number 20, let's say, for Pittsburgh, all of a sudden they're starting to panic. What happens if Trubisky isn't the answer? What do we do? That's where I think you could get that five bet.
I agree. That is how you would get it, by the way. If the quarterback, what happens if Carolina passes? Well, what if these teams don't pass? Right, that's where you could get it. Carolina does take a quarterback at six. Either Atlanta or Seattle do take a quarterback at eight and nine. Washington, Pittsburgh, these are all teams that could absolutely use a quarterback, and they all start to grab one. You know, and then three of the top 20 picks end up being quarterbacks. Well, then, like I said, I do think someone's trading in to get that extra year. I always think that because they want that extra year at the quarterback for Ritter. And then if two teams were to trade in, or Detroit still, I think Detroit at 32 takes a quarterback. And then if a team trades in, well, then now you got your five. You know, the dominoes are falling early. Three of the top 20, I think Detroit at 32 takes one. I think a team trades it back in to get ahead of Detroit or whatever. You know, I think a team will do that to get that extra year of control. It's so important to get that fifth year. So that would be, if you're going for that, that's how it has to happen.
Well, here's now we've had some more movement in terms of the draft market, okay? New Orleans yesterday on FanDuel was minus 115, okay, to get either Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett. Carolina was the front runner to get a quarterback at plus 175 to Pickett. Now Carolina's plus 250. New Orleans is ahead of them at 2-1. Okay, New Orleans is behind Pittsburgh to draft Malik Willis. Now Pittsburgh is the front runner at plus 150. New Orleans is 3-1 to get Willis. So you have to explain something to me. How does New Orleans get ahead of Carolina when Carolina picks six and New Orleans at 16? Are they jumping ahead of Carolina in terms of the top five? Or does Carolina not take a quarterback? Or does something else happen where they acquire Mayfield and then New Orleans? If I'm Carolina, there is no way I'm allowing New Orleans, who's a divisional opponent, to get their quarterback in the future. I don't care what they do. I'm not letting them beat me to get their quarterback. Whatever I have to do, they're not getting a quarterback. So how could they have New Orleans at 2-1 ahead of Carolina to get Pickett, and they're ahead of us in terms of the Malik Willis value? New Orleans is 3-1. Carolina's 5-1.
I think New Orleans is up to something. You know, I've thought that since they made the original trade to Philadelphia, it made no sense to give all that up, and you don't know what you're going to get at 16? Made no sense to me.
So who could they trade with? They're not trading with Carolina. So now it's the Jets, it's Detroit, it's Houston.
I think one of those is in play. I think now they have a sort of a deal in place, Joe, with this team, if the player they want is available. You know, I think that's what they're looking for. If the player they want, and that's why we haven't heard this now. They're only willing to make this deal if whatever player they're looking for is available. It won't be with Carolina at 6. They're not going to trade him with division. That doesn't make any sense here. Could easily be with Giants at 5. Maybe the Giants trade down again. Jets, I don't think it'll be with Jets at 4. Could be Houston at 3 here. Maybe the team they're waiting for is Carolina at 6. And if once again, it doesn't work out, they're going to trade with the Giants at 7. You know, that wouldn't shock me either here. If the Giants go want to get 2 other first-round picks, they got to rebuild, and they know that here. But I think New Orleans is a team to watch. I don't think they're staying at 16 and 19. I just don't think so. I think they have a trade in mind. I don't know with what team, but I think they have a trade in mind. If you go on by the chart again, 16 and 19 combined equals 1,875 points. That gets you any pick you want from to 4 on.
Okay.
So that would be enough in the chart to get you from any pick you want. You might get something back depending on who you're trading with.
Well, then you want the safe play in terms of the gambling perspective? Take Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett. Top 10 pick, Malik Willis plus 150, Kenny Pickett plus 250. That protects you for 10 picks. Right?
I don't mind this. I don't. If for this to come through, I really want Pickett to go at 6. Because I think most teams are probably a little down on him, and they like Willis more.
I just don't see how New Orleans gets. How are they listed mathematically ahead of Carolina when Carolina's picking at 6?
It's tough.
And they're in the need for a quarterback. Listen, I always say this to people. If you think you know, you don't know. The book already knows. And for the one time that you don't, you pick off the book is going to pick you off 99 times. So I take that part out of my cap. I don't think that I need to listen to NFL insiders. You know why? Because when the insiders talk, guess what? The book already has that information. The book, the adjusted odds are tight. They're there. The book knows the information before it comes out. How does that happen? I don't know, but they know. That's why they're making $1 billion in revenue almost gross revenue every month. Okay, that's why. That's why you have tall buildings in Vegas and the book never loses money. So you tell me how they can have New Orleans there without a trade possibly being lined up. And if you're New Orleans, which quarterback you taking, George? You're New Orleans. I'll give you $500. Which quarterback do you want? You want Pickett? You want Willis?
I want Willis. For me, I want Willis. You know, that's just the way I feel. And I like the fact that Willis, even if he needs a year, you got Winston. You're fine. You know, but I want Willis. And, you know, it's funny. Joe, what if they're not trading up for a quarterback?
What do you mean, New Orleans?
Yeah. What if they're not trading up for a quarterback? What if they have somebody else in mind? I don't think there's anybody on defense. The defense is pretty good. You know, what if they want a top lineman? You know, I don't think it'd be a wide receiver either. Because once again, at 16 and 19, you'll get a good wide receiver. Not one of the best, but you get a good one. So quarterback does make sense here. Don't get me wrong. But what if they throw, you know, once again, they're trading up for a top offensive lineman, which is what people originally thought, because they thought, well, New Orleans wants to get ahead of the Chargers to get a lineman.
Yeah, but I don't think that's, I mean, you have Penning, you have Linderbaum, the center. I mean, there's a number of different ways to go.
I agree. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, George and I will give you our best player props. We'll throw out some best bets as well. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on The Grid. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
All right, rapid fire picks. I'm going to throw them right out. In terms of the conference plays, I like over Big Ten total players, 6.5 total players at minus 138. Pac-12 over the 4.5 players at plus 122. I did take Thibodeau at 8-1 for the third selection. Garrett Wilson, fourth overall to the Jets at 14-1. Matt Corral, a top 10 selection, 14-1. Jordan Davis, my guy, top 10 selection, plus 350. I took Davis and Garrett Wilson, top 10 in a two-team parlay. New England, first selection, George, wide receiver, plus 340. And if you want a dark horse in the tight end market, Jelani Woods from Virginia. The kid's 6'9", 265 pounds. I mean, you want to talk about a beast, could be utilized as an extra blocker in Bronco Mendenhall's offense in Charlottesville. First tight end over McBride. He's plus 850. That's what I'm rolling with. Hit me up in Twitter, baby. I'll be in Vegas in about a couple hours.
Oh, God. Listen, I hope you're right about New England and getting a wide receiver. So I need some help there from Mac Jones. I mentioned over 3.5 quarterbacks round one. Don't feel great about it. Trayvon Walker going first overall. Over 6.5 wide receivers taken in the first round. I think we'll get the 7, if not 8. I think I have another better two that I can't really remember right now. No running backs in the first round. That's pretty much a standard. The position has just been devalued. And I have, Saucy Gardner going to a Jets at 4.
Ooh, that's interesting, right? He was mentioned there, and we saw a flip in terms of Derek Stingley Jr., the standout from LSU that ran the 4.37 in his pro day. Now he's getting more love than Sauce Gardner. I think both good quarterbacks. I think when you look at Stingley in terms of upside 4 or 5 years down the road, I think Stingley is the better player, but we saw Greedy Williams.
Stay on the field. Slip.
He went into the second round, remember, for Cleveland, so we'll see how it plays out. Tune into Sports Grid all week for your NFL draft coverage. For George Kurtz, our great producer, Andrew Torres, I'm Joe Lisi. I'll see you in Vegas, baby. Enjoy the week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.